What is your name?
Håkon.
Håkon. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good? Anything you like to say? No? Don't think without thinking. How is it for you here? Tired, no?
A little bit, but getting there.
Tired. It's very tiring to wake up when you're very tired. Dear Swaha, my beloved Master, from my loving heart I thank you again and again. I'm so grateful to life, to live. I wish to express and share this love, even if it seems almost impossible. So much is happening, I wish to share a little bit about this too, just to let you know. I told you, Badrinath, that it can seem almost impossible because you didn't know you had it. You have to practice. Sharing. When we have been closed, then you have to practice being open. It's just the balance. I feel very much in tune, and confirmations are happening every day. Love is filling me. Sometimes a clinging feeling comes back, but it has been much easier to see this since you read my last letter. I'm continuously coming back to the feeling of being alone, on my own feet. I love it. Yes. It's time now to stand on your own feet and loving it. And you should love your own feet, because it's your feet. You have to get used to your own feet. I'm coming back again and again to the feeling of courage, love, freedom, peace, acceptance, strength, joy, gratefulness. This is what is happening here, and it's so beautiful. Thank you. In love and gratitude, by your feet, Badrinath. Good. You had a breakthrough. No, you have to take care of it. My beloved Master, I am the happiest and the luckiest man in the world for being here with you now. That's so great. It's so many happy people. Not only happy, but the happiest in the world. Just the other day also, we had one the happiest in the world. That's what I would like to have, all the gathering, all the luckiest, happiest people in the world here. You never hear this in the world. I'm the happiest, luckiest person in the world. Maybe once in a while when they win in the lottery, no? That's the only thing when people win $1 million 1,000,000 euro in the lottery, then they say, I'm the luckiest person in the world. But then soon they realize that they are not lucky. Because money can't buy me love. Since I came here, I have begun to sew together the scattered pieces of my story. Yeah, maybe you have to understand your story, no? It's good to understand your story. But I just want to rip it apart. So you can build something new, no? Because it's an old story. But maybe it's good to understand it with new eyes, with a new vision. It's painful to feel the armless, lonely and confused skin of my inner little boy, abused in his mind, his heart and his body. You had this story of abused in your mind, your heart and your body. That's tough, because then you close down in a way and you have to protect, especially as a child, no? Because the child doesn't know what's happening, so then you will close down, you will have protection. And of course the world is a very wicked world and you cannot trust the grown-ups. If the child cannot trust the grown-ups, then who can he trust them? The grown-ups should show the children love, compassion, intimacy, friendliness, safety. But this is, many times the opposite happens, no? You get abused instead. As an adult, now I understood that the only one keeping abusing me is me, myself. Yeah, because that is what you have learned. But now you see it. And before something changes, you have to see it, you have to understand it, you have to feel it. Out of the understanding, it can go by itself. In my story, there is also verbal. Relational and physical violence. The same violence has started to come up in me during the active meditations. A violence soaked with sexual energy. That is also normal in the world, that the sexual energy and violence is soaked, is mixed. But it shouldn't be like that. The sexual energy should be very light. Playful, not violent. But this is how it has become. Because people are violent. And again, it's good that all this comes up in the active meditation. Just get totally angry and get it out. If you can really allow the anger, the frustration, the hurt, consciously allowing it out, you will never go mad. It's only by keeping it in. Then people can explode. You must have experience that sometimes you just say something or you hear something and people go totally crazy because it was the last drop. They are so full And just one little sentence, one word, one little action, and they can get hurt, or they can get angry, they can explode, they can get violent. How come is that possible? Because they have so much anger, frustration inside. And it's the last thing that comes, the last drop, and then it flows over. So if you empty yourself, and the more empty you are, the more you can take. There's no danger of flowing over, because you don't have all these emotions and hurts and anger and frustration in you. And that's what dynamic is for. You can empty out all these old hurts. But you have to be conscious of doing it. So that's why I said, just go crazy in the dynamic, and then the more you get that out, the more peaceful you will be. It's like you're running up the mountain, and then you become very peaceful and tired afterwards, no? It's very difficult to find that peace just sitting down, because many energies are moving inside the body, inside the mind. First, you have to exhaust yourself. Then when you see this secret, then you can play with it very easy. And also now, becoming more conscious, you start to be more careful what you take in. Know you are a grown-up. When you are a child, anything can come in. Because then you are very receptive. So the poor children, they can get in many things very easily, things that is very harmful to them. And what parent is conscious? And then you have some extremes that is been very violent. All these patterns have jailed my heart in a too little, tight little box. Now there is a growing feeling, an unknown about myself, my identity, my sexuality, and even my sexual instinct, as I know them until now. I long for the truth master, and I'm realizing I don't even know mine. This is just as it should be, because now you see, and now you realize that you don't even know, but all the old doesn't work anymore. And all the old has come from the outside. Now you are more conscious, now you can be much more aware of what you take in, or where you put yourself, in what situation, with what people. That a child cannot do. It's helpless. And it trusts the grown-ups, because it depends on the grown-up. No, you don't depend on anybody. You have to depend on yourself, your own intelligence, your own consciousness. This is my work. I have to shake everything up, make you a chaos, to see that you don't know. All the things is just nonsense. Now you can start with clean eyes now, investigate. And nothing is more exciting than that. Now you are at the right place. everything is unknown about myself, my identity, my sexuality, and even my sexual instinct as I know them until now. I long for the truth, Master, and I'm realizing I don't even know mine. In satsang, you said homosexuality is not natural. Does it belong to the mind? Can you please speak a bit more about it and how to face this feeling of the unknown that is growing inside of me? This side of the unknown that is growing inside of you, that is what the sannyasin is. No, you have to see for yourself. This is the journey. You have to find out, you have to explore, you have to investigate. This is the second birth. As a grown-up, no, everything of the old didn't work. No, it's very shaky ground, you don't know. That's where it needs trust, love. That's why so few people who can do it. But you can do it. You are here, you have that trust. Be happy. Be happy for the new. Don't look at the old. But many times it's easier to go back to the old because that you know. The new you don't know. Homosexual is not natural, and it is natural. As the humans go, when you are little, you don't even know you are a man or a boy or a girl because the sexuality hasn't awakened in you. Who can say? Everybody has to find out for themselves, but don't make much fuss about it. But now this is coming up, so you look at it. So growth happens by friction. No, I have met friction and you know everything is shaken up. I have to shake everybody up because they have to look what is real. You have to look with new eyes. No, a new level of consciousness, of awareness is coming up. No, you can look at your own story with new eyes. That's why you start wondering now. Is this me or is it just my story? Something I was just a slave under. Something that came in me. That only you can find out. But one thing is for sure, that you can change and you can change many times. Because as your consciousness changes, the body has to follow. But the physical might take longer time because you live in the physical world. You can understand something, you can have an insight. A moment of clear seeing is a satori. But maybe that is very difficult to integrate in your life because in the physical life it takes time. That you have to work on consciously. And only if your inner understanding, if your body is functioning also, that's why I say it will always be change. As you change, it will be change in your life. Of course, because you have been living more unconscious. So when you become more and more conscious, you have to change. Otherwise, it will feel like you're living a lie. And that is beautiful because you are growing, you are rising. And when you see clearly that this is bound to happen. This is great. I'm waking up. I'm becoming more clear. I'm becoming more truthful. I'm becoming more loving. Then that change is very effortless. It's not like you have to do it. You just have to follow your own intuition, your own insight. And it's very difficult then to do the same stupid things you did before. Of course, because then you did it unconscious. Nobody to blame. When you are asleep, you can do many stupid things. But if you are awake, then it's very difficult then to do stupid things, because you can see. So I don't say I'm not for and I'm not against lesbian, homosexuality, ups or downs, or whatever. I'm not for anything, I'm not against. What I'm for is that you grow. So wherever you are, I want you to grow higher. And not be a slave of your instinct or your ideas of the basic things. Be that physical, mental, emotional things. I want you to be free, I want you to grow, I want you to go beyond. Always go higher. And many people, when you live on the basic with just the so-called sexual instinct, then you see every being or every human being more like a sexual object. Sometimes not even as a person, you're just an object to use. That is the lowest. And people have to go through that also. When the sexual energy starts rising, you are totally sexual energy. There is no awareness. So then anything you see is just a sexual object. But no human being wants to be just an object. That's ugly. But maybe that is natural for unconscious people. That is fine. But there's much more to life than just the sexual objects. When you have gone through it, and when you have understood it, and when you have lived it, and you become more human, more deeper, more meditative, then instead of all the humans are just sexual objects, they become love. So that's the whole transformation. You see people as love. As the divine, instead of objects. The sexual is just in the body, no? So if you're stuck there, you only see people as things, as objects. If you have gone all the way, then only divine. Of course, the mystic sees that the divine might be asleep in you. That's another thing. The more as there's divine in you wakes up, the more beautiful, the more harmonious the life comes. The less you are a slave of the lower instincts. And the more free you are, because you are much more a spiritual being than a physical being. Even though everybody just thinks themselves as physical beings. No, I spoke some more about that, okay? Thank you for your infinite and taking care of me, all my love at your feet. And whatever, if you are with the same sex or opposite sex or with yourself or with nothing, just do it as beautiful as possible, as lovingly as possible. That's all what we can do. But the thing is that you are here with me and you're realizing that you don't even know now. And that is the right place, that every sannyasins you go through that, no matter what they come from, because you have to find out from yourself. That's the only thing that can make you truthful. Just be truthful to yourself. And don't, it's not much issue about it. Don't think about it, okay? Rumi says, "You wreck my shop and my house." And as that wasn't enough, now you wreck my heart. But how can I run from you? How can I run from what gives me life? This is the work of the master. It has to shake you up. It has to destroy the past. And if you have an understanding, if you have the love, if you have the trust, then you allow it and you are happy. Because the old wasn't real. He said, "You wreck my shop and you wreck my house, and that is not enough. No, you wreck my heart. How can I run from what gives me life? How can I run for you?" I had enough of personal worrying. Now I'm in love with the art of madness. This is more... What can I say? Whatever you do, it doesn't matter. I want you to introduce you to the art of madness, of love, of ecstasy. Tear open my shame and show me the mystery, please. I don't want to fight with self-restraint and fear anymore. He's saying, "I had enough. Show me the real." My beloved is a lion. We are the lame deer in his paws. Consider what choices we have. Consider what choices you have. If you see things as they are, you give up. And then I will eat you. Then you're finished. Otherwise you will fight, but consider what choices you have. The outcome is one. My beloved said, "Come, come into me. I will show you your real face." We have been secretly fed from beyond space and time. And we have forgotten. That is something that is feeding us beyond space and time. So you get hung up with all these little things. Expand. Go beyond. Go beyond yourself, your little self. Then whatever problem, it becomes little problem. and even your sexuality, what's the big deal? But if it's natural or not natural, that is up to you.
This is our loneliness, this is our time, this is the mountain we all have to climb, this is our destiny, people wild and free, there are no
the silence of the mountain. The sound of the running river. The fresh air. The happy free birds. No, we go into silence. You should embrace, or rather allow yourself to be embraced by nature, by silence, by relaxation, by me. If you allow it, much can happen. Just becoming silent, still. The more you feel that space in yourself, the more you become available, quiet, centered, open, receptive. the more will the nature around you nourish you. In nature there is no judgment, no mind, no pollution, no stress, no competition. Everything is natural, quiet. And this is also your true nature. As long as your mind and your past is fading away, and you allow yourself just to rest in yourself, in the moment. Great healing can happen. For your heart, your soul is longing for it. Just to be. Everybody is polluted by thoughts, ideas from the outside. So full of things that is not yours. You have to let all that go. So you can just be yourself. You have forgotten who you are. Your silent nature. Because all the things that has gotten into you that really hasn't much value is just hindering your silence, your centering. So allow yourself just to sink back into yourself. Having a good break from everything. Ojas, how are you doing? How long are you staying? You wrote to me, Noah, that you had a hard time in your university, and you say, I see that to be wishy-washy and serious are some really ugly companions that I don't want to have with me. But it is sometimes challenging, as the university feels very serious. Now I just miss the soft space inside more than ever. You have to see the opposites, and luckily you have. You know about that soft space. Then it's even harder, but soon you will be finished with that, no? How long time on your university?
1 year.
What is it? Anything special you're studying?
Music therapy.
Music therapy? But how can that be serious? That's what I say, it's something with these schools and universities and the whole energy there is something very serious. You have to be strong in your soft, playful space, Ojas. Don't get so affected. Sometimes you allow, you can play serious. Okay? But don't become serious. But if people are very serious, you can play serious, because then they understand you. You just play very tight, serious, yes, hard, like that. Then you just go around the corner. Okay? Just the secret meditation for you. Because the problem is that you have become serious. You say, I see that to be wishy-washy and serious are some really ugly companions that I don't want to have with me. Yeah, then you have to go in the opposite way. You be non-serious and you be straight. Which is hard because most people are very wishy-washy. So just do what you need to do, but be more playful there. And sometimes you don't even need to show it, because people don't understand playfulness, but you have that inner playful feeling. That is what is important. No, I just miss the soft space inside more than ever. Yeah, but that is perfect. Because if you hadn't gone to this serious, wishy-washy university, maybe you wouldn't miss it. That's how people get thirsty. And sometimes we need to do these kind of things. So just go into this soft space more and more here, or just get soaked in it so you can take it with you. Okay? And for God's sake, don't be so serious. Beloved Swa, in this, your heaven, I feel so light, so weightless. I understand the image of the wind angels, their soft faces. I feel like an angel myself and full of gratitude to existence and to you, my beloved Master. Existence provided some strong challenges during the last months. Nothing to complain about. Total acceptance made available by your infinite grace. After receiving the blessed gift of sannyas from you, the depth and the intensity of self-inquiry got really speeded up. And necessary changes, even sometimes painful, had to be made in my domestic life. That's just what we were just talking about, Jasleen, no? When some inner shift has happened, you have to take charge and change the outside, your so-called domestic life, which is sometimes really hard because you're dealing with the material world, the physical world, with people. And that can be challenges, but you know you have to do it. And in that way, you're integrating, you're standing up for the new that is real. Not only inside, but outside also. Your presence, your love, your endless compassion never fail to support my process. I have to bow to your divine embodiment of love a myriad times. It is like that, Justine. If you're open and receive me, then the changes will definitely speed up. And many things can happen also. And I remember you had some hard times. You didn't manage to go to Brazil. But don't let anything be in your way. I can't wait to be at your feet again. With deep gratitude, your devoted Jasleen. Now you are here again, no? No, just go deeper into this after this stormy time, all these things you had to deal with. Just totally unburden yourself. Be naked here in this beautiful place. Get filled up again with just peace, harmony, love. And sometimes it's very hard to deal with these things because you have no interest anymore. You only want peace, then why deal with it? But this is how life is. Then you can enjoy the silence, the peace, the bliss even more. The wind in the mountains. People in this world are desiring and longing for so many things. Getting more and more lost. For money, for fame, for people. For all kinds of things that can never give them any lasting happiness. Lucky are those who are longing for silence, for peace, for truth. And those existence will always help. Because that's why you are here, to be real, to be truthful, to be loving, to be silent, to be yourself.